Please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,395. Milton and Kathleen Roberson seek a variance from the fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115.34, 115.184 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Double Bridges Road and Neptune Drive. The 911 address is 1 Neptune Drive, Frankfurt. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 545.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot fence height requirement for a proposed fence in the front yard setback. Staff would note that we've received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns. The letter of support refers to improvements to privacy of the occupiers and acoustic reductions from the road and an improvement to the line of sight. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Kathleen Roberson, 1 Neptune Drive, Frankfurt, Delaware, 19945.
Milton Robertson, 1 Neptune Drive, Frankfurt, Delaware, 19945.
Ma'am, can you come back up here?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Jump the gun on me. You better swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Madam Chair and members. So we're asking for approval of a 6-foot-high fence between our house and Double Bridges Road. Lot 42, which is our lot, was not originally planned by Stevens Management Company to be used as a dwelling site. It was designated as a utility lot. We didn't find that out until after we bought the house many years later. As such, its dimensions are different than other properties in the Ocean Farm community, allowing only minimum clearance between the road and the home structure of 28 feet from our house to our property line on Double Bridges Road. Other homes along Double Bridges Road are set back. Now, I haven't measured all of them, but the one immediately across the street is 92 feet from the front of their, or the back of their house, the corner of their house, to the road. It's our understanding that Stevens Management Company and the next phase of development gave the lot to Country Life Homes for development. When we purchased the home, we were not informed that our lot was to be used for all future utility installations, which has been kind of a nightmare, but it's not relevant here. Nor were we informed that there would be any restrictions on partitioning from Double Bridges Road. Originally, Country Life Homes planted 3 large Leland cypress trees directly on our property line, which now have outgrown their boundary and encroached on the Del Dot easement. Our HOA landscapers have trimmed the trees so that motorists have a safe sight line or a safer view of oncoming traffic on Double Bridges Road, but the trees now are irreparably damaged. They're completely brown. You can see straight through. As we were driving past tonight, we looked right in our bedroom window. Let's see, where was I? We're proposing a 6-foot fence to provide safety for our grandchildren, privacy, a little bit of noise reduction, and safe exit onto Double Bridges Road. If trees are replanted, if we cut them down and they're replanted, then we'll face basically the same encroachment issue in the future the constant maintenance, and motorists will still have a problem seeing past. It is very difficult when you come out of our street to look down and see motorists coming. And the speed limit's 45, but I'm telling you, they fly 60 miles an hour down there. It's a straight shot, so motorcycle, it's bad. We're requesting approval for a 6-foot fence 2 feet from our property line, which will give even a better view onto the road. This would give us accessibility, safety, privacy, and allow motorists to exit safely. We're currently working with Sussex Fence and are grateful for their assistance in researching requirements. We'd like to install the Caroline model, which I think you have a copy of. Cannot otherwise be developed. Well, our main concern, without reading word for word, is that if we don't put a fence up and we just take those ugly dead trees down, I don't really see that anybody would want to buy this house. And we're getting older, and that's going to be a concern at some point in the near future. And because of the building explosion, I've counted 6 new developments of houses coming down Double Bridges Road. The noise and the traffic has just exponentially grown and become a concern. Okay, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think actually it would help. I know that our HOA is very much in favor of us cutting the trees down and putting up a fence. They were considering doing it for us, and then when they learned the trees are actually literally on that property line, they said, well, no, we're not paying for that, but we encourage you to do it. Let's see. And as far as affecting the community, what is across the street from us is the Assawoman Wildlife Refuge, so there will never be anything built there. So that's not going to bother anybody's sight lines across the street. Behind our house, again, it is owned property by a man who lives about a block and a half up. He's built a huge house with a horse. I don't know, I wouldn't call it a farm, but he has a horse and a barn. But that land behind us probably will never be developed. He owns it, and it's very marshy.
Swampland.
It's swampland. So I don't see how that would affect him either. And again, our HOA is very much in favor.
Do you have a letter from your HOA?
I don't, but Nancy Jordan and Ralph, who are on the board, they did actually sent an email to all of the people in our community about the hearing and asked them to send something in. Unfortunately, it was just a few days ago. I have the memo that she sent, and apparently they sent something to Janelle Cornwell. I know you know who that is, Director of Planning and Zoning, in favor. So that's.
You do have things.
And that was the response that I summarized.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
I think so.
Are there questions from members of the board?
I'm familiar with that area. I travel that road quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Those trees are. It's definitely bad.
And you're
there.
One of those speeding cars up and down.
I'm going to tell you, you're generous with 60 miles an hour. I'm sure they go
faster. When the motorcycles.
I think I was by there just.
Yeah, we'd like to do something about that too.
It's definitely
maybe
a problem.
Maybe some speed
there.
Bumps, I don't know.
And you do, I think there is some fencing on the back of the other people's property in the same development. I think it's split rail though, right?
Yeah.
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 But it's white.
Yes. There is a 6-foot fence going more, is that west? East? I don't know.
East. Down the road.
Because they have a pool, they have to have the 6-foot fence, I guess. But
it's the beach.
It is, but it's going this way, not this way.
Yeah. I guess it's going more. Yeah, you're right. It is.
But but you're much closer to the road than these people are.
So. Yes. That lot wasn't even supposed to be developed.
Yeah, we didn't know that when they trimmed the Lelands that would destroy them, which it did.
It did.
It definitely did.
The top of them still blocks and it like.
Yeah.
Just down there
but
other day.
Now it's a see-through.
You can't see anybody when you come out. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Sharp?
I think they've answered all mine. And I guess, the one thing I did have, the drawing that we've got just has a line that looks like it is, the fence would be off the property line. Do you know about how far off the property line?
Well, we're asking, I mean, if we put it on the property line, it would be 28 feet from the house. Is that what you're asking?
Well, we just have a drawing that's kind of got a marking on it. It's tough to tell how far that is.
It's we're asking for 72 feet, but that's the estimate that we got.
It's from the corner of the house out.
To the.
So I think it's 12 feet.
So it won't project any closer to, say, Neptune Drive?
No, no, no.
Corner of the house?
No.
And then you're just going to go straight back?
Correct.
We're going to cut the trees down and leave the stump there, and then come off that and then put the fence in.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Thank you. That's all I wanted.
Put the fence closer to the road or?
Closer to our house.
Closer to your house?
Yeah.
So that leaves that whole line of sight free.
Okay. No other questions? I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12395 for Milton and Kathleen Robertson. Roberson.
Either way.
I believe they have met all criteria required to grant a variance.
And a second?
I second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated. And I'd also like to commend you for trying to improve a hazardous situation.
Thank you.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
No. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Next case, please.
The next